So continue recording. We're live with Rahul, discussing the universal rotor and the attachment of a gear down module on live track for the purpose of converting the standard live track into bulldozer duty, meaning reducing the gear drive, the wheel drive, by a factor of say 6. So the existing current quick attach motor on the tractor, which is, you can look at that under quick attach wheels on the wiki.
Okay.
So I'm just explaining everything from the start. The material you see on the quick attach wheels on the wiki contains the entire rotor, the quick attach motor assembly. And this assembly currently drives the tractor. There's a wheel assembly like that. There's four of them for the tractor. And each one of them has about 1,000 pounds of pushing force if you use a 30-inch
Okay.
wheel. So altogether, we've got about 4,000 pounds of pushing force on the existing live track, which is live track version 4 as of November in 2012. So the concept now is take that universal rotor wheel assembly. So we're using the word universal rotor interchangeably with the quick attach wheel assembly, because the universal rotor with the wheel attached to it, where the wheel is the implement for that rotor, that constitutes a quick attach wheel assembly. But the heart of it is the universal rotor, which is a hydraulic motor mounted to a structure, mounted to a shaft, which can be utilized to drive anything from the tractor to a lathe to a string trimmer, so that the hydraulic motor could be replaceable. You can use a slow one like the current one currently we have, which is about 120 RPM, or you can mount a super fast one like 5,000 RPM for use on a sawmill. So that gives us the, if we can design like that, that's not so easy, because you gotta consider that wide range of use. It's not an easy proposition. Right now we've got a pretty easy proposition, and that is to use the existing quick attach wheel, the universal rotor quick attach wheel system. And with that shaft, instead of driving a wheel, you would be driving another gear down assembly. So that gear down assembly was, I mean, one way to implement it would be by heavy chain. So heavy chain and sprocket. And if you can create a gearbox like that, which would be oiled inside, it would mount just like the quick attach wheels. So it would have an assembly where it slips onto the 4x4 square tubing on the live track frame. So what that means currently is that we can take the existing frame, we can strip the loader arms, we can mount a bulldozer blade module, and convert the existing live track into a bulldozer duty machine. Now, to do that, we might want to probably increase the thickness of the tubing from quarter inch wall, 4x4 inch by a quarter inch wall, to a 4x4 by 1/2 inch steel tubing, which gets us that much more strength for the frame, and that exists. We can source that readily at good prices. So using 4x4 tubing, we can convert the exact design that we have right now to a much higher traction version. In order to do that, we will need to also implement larger or heavier duty wheels than the ones we currently use, which are just standard 16-inch truck tires. Those we would have to replace, and our concept for the next version is to go to our own self-fabricated metal wheels, which modeled after the early John Deere tractors, like maybe from the early 1900s or late 1800s. Steel wheels were common at that time before rubber came in. But the concept is to design steel wheels. And actually, for those wheels, that's getting a little off track, but for the steel wheels, we were considering retractable studs, such that if you're going on concrete, the studs are not poking into the concrete. That would be an extremely rough ride. So there would be a mechanism where the studs can actually slip in. So when you're going on concrete or you have to travel from point A to B, you can do so very fast, well, without getting a really, really rough ride. So that's on the wheels. But back to the gear down module, what we have is a concept where an additional module that's driven by the existing quick attach wheel of the universal rotor, the universal rotor shaft has a, some kind of a transmission system, probably a sprocket and chain would be one way to do it. And that drives the gear down module, and the gear down module is connected now. The inlet would be, input would be the same shaft diameter as the existing universal rotor, which is currently we're using 1 7/8. And we want to go probably the output of that. You might want it to have 3-inch shaft to get much higher torque applications like on 100 or 200 horsepower tractors. So we can do that. Now we're looking at using between 2 and 4 power cubes on a bulldozer. So 2 power cubes is about 50 horsepower. If you use 4 power cubes, we have 100 horsepower. So that would be 100 horsepower bulldozer would be a really sweet basic implementation of a bulldozer. So the scope of this design effort right now, Rahul, would be to design the module for gear reduction that we can implement on the existing frame of LiveTrack. So this is basically test-driven design, meaning that we create the next minimum viable product that takes us from the tractor to the bulldozer. Now we might evolve the frame and modify things later, but for now, the single problem statement is to develop a gear down module that works and works with the existing quick attach wheel, the universal rotor system. So that means we'd have to probably maybe remount the quick attach wheel, the universal motor rotor, perhaps move it to the side or something. There may be some challenges on fitting that on a frame, but at least in a version where you can slip that gear down module in the existing place of the quick attach wheel module, that would work without having to modify the frame at all. So that's the problem statement. And essentially, that's what we'd like to have you do. So, Rahul, what are your thoughts on this?
Can you send me some photographs of that gear down module you're talking about? Do you have any references for that?
We don't have that. We are saying that's what we want to do. Let's see if there's anything on a wiki about that. There was just a little bit of...
Any class references. I don't mean the exact thing. Yeah. Some references for that.
Well, I can let's do this. I'm gonna do a Google Doc, and we can actually draw the concept. Because no, I don't see anything. Well, let me check my email. There was one communication I might have had where there was a drawing. But anyway, I will.
No, I don't want what you are going to do. I just want what it looks like. I mean, it should be available in the common market, the bulldozer, part you want attached to the quick attach wheels. What you want attached, just some reference over there, the bulldozing part of it.
Oh, you're talking about the blade?
Yeah, that one.
The bulldozer blade system?
Yeah.
Okay, well, for that, I mean, why do you need that right now?
I mean that part which you want attached to that quick attach. Which part do you want? Do you want the gear down module, right?
Yeah. We want the gear down. So let me look at that. Let me see if we can pull that down. I mean, it's not a standard way to do this. This is different than what anyone else is doing. Typically, modern bulldozers use a planetary gear and a single, as far as I know, it would be a single large hydraulic motor with a large planetary gear, and that's a very expensive part. We're saying we're going to continue our modular system and test out the limits of what we can do with basic direct wheel drive coupled to a modular gear down unit. So let me see, let me take this a little further. Maybe, I'll cut this video off because basically we've discussed the problem statement. I'm going to link the video to another once we get this document, maybe the initial conceptual diagram, we'll do that. Let me see.